So, who's gonna, what company is gonna represent, as they say, the most in 2009?
Like, do the best?
You can interpret represent in any way you want. This is, you can just say something. I just want to get an opener here. Just say something and I'll make fun of you and we'll move on.
Sony.
You're wrong. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 2nd, 2009.
Is it really the 2nd?
Yeah. Well, what else would it be?
My whole...
Remember how yesterday was the new year?
Yeah, my whole time schedule thing's been thrown off.
All right. Well, this is the third year that the Exploding Barrel has been in existence.
Woot! Oh yeah. Boy, that's a new folder in the hard drive.
Oh, nine. Oh, good.
Yes.
Shocked we made it this far.
Yes.
But we are here. We will not die. So... let's talk about our show today. We're going to start off with news.
There's not a lot.
The news is slow now, you know?
Well, it's always that week between Christmas and New Year's. There's nothing.
You know, it's going to be kind of slow.
I mean, we could talk about women putting credit cards in their Wiis, but...
See, I was telling you earlier how that is like the kind of non-news.
Well, that's what you get in the holidays because there's nothing else.
I mean, yeah, she's stupid. Ha ha. Okay. So we're going to do news. Then we're going to go on to the best ever of the year. So shilling out our number 4 picks. Chris isn't with us today, though.
Yeah, he's at a party or something.
He'll tell us his picks later. He'll be back on. He comes and goes. He's a free spirit. You know how it is. I already see Luke Bernard is mentioned in our
oh yes,
in our news.
Speaking of free spirits who come and go,
that should be exciting. Eternity's Child guy. Okay, so after that best everness, we're going to get to
Are we in gaming?
Thank you. We're gonna talk about the games we've been playing. I was about to jump to the downloadable game releases, but no, that comes.
I noticed that comes next.
That comes next. Good week for downloadable games. Then we're gonna talk about regular releases. Not a lot of those either.
Yeah.
You know, I hope everyone's just kind of playing what they got for Christmas or
whatever. Yeah, you should
whatever.
Be catching up right now.
Yeah, because not a whole lot going on here. But we shall talk about video games nonetheless. We should not be deterred.
Okay.
And, and the mail barrel.
Oh, we got mail?
Yeah. Oh, before the mail barrel, we also have the 411mania.com.
Oh, that's back too.
Derek Robbins, the top 25 games of the year.
Oh, wow.
So, a lot of lists that we'll be talking about.
What mail did we get?
I know I got something for someone. Don't worry about it. Okay. I'll pull it up at the appropriate time. Why don't you get to this news?
All right. So, first we have a story. Dave Matthews, the art lead at Monolith, the guy's working on the Fear series.
His name's Dave Matthews?
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
He does not play awesome music.
I think it'd be funny if, like, my name was Bill Cosby.
Alas, it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently Monolith feels that the Fear IP has been diminished because of all the expansion packs and console ports that they had nothing to do with. Dave has this to say. TimeGate took took the story in a direction that we didn't intend. We look at Extraction Point and Perseus Mandate as an alternate universe, a what could have been, and because of that, it doesn't necessarily diminish the story that we're trying to tell. Fear was about Alma, Fear 2 is about Alma, and we wanted to continue the story the way we originally intended. Sounds to me like it's damage control in case the game doesn't sell all that well in the future.
Yeah, I can't believe they're already coming out and talking about, like, yeah, here's why the Fear property is diminished. Your game's not even out yet.
Yeah, just, you know,
how do
hang
we even
on
know
a second.
It's all that diminished?
And it does look good, too, so I don't know what they're worried about.
Yeah, they're trying to lower our expectations.
I don't know. I wish I knew what the release date for that game was, because I don't even think it really... I mean, they were smart to not release this in November as well. Then maybe this would have been necessary.
Yeah.
But if this comes out in, like, February, oh, they're wide open.
Yeah, they can handle that prey spot pretty well. I don't remember these expansions being all that panned or anything. They were fine, weren't they?
I think it was like, oh, another Fear game. Like, they were a little too fast.
Yeah, sounds like exactly what happened with, like, Blue Shift with Half-Life.
Yeah, a little bit.
Except they were kind enough to keep that into continuity.
Yes.
Alternate universe.
People
don't even think about what that entails, an alternate universe. Think about the ramifications.
You know, you're not thinking fourth dimensionally.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about Luke Bernard.
Yeah, so he's...
The fabulous fuckwad he is.
He's back. You know, sober, I think. He's founded a new game company in Florida.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Crybaby Games?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, God.
Anyway, they're going to make games for the iPhone, WiiWare, and PC. They have two games in the pipeline. One is an Advanced Wars-style strategy game based in the Eternity's Child universe. And another is called Rose Princess, which is some sort of Metroidvania kind of game.
Hmm.
I mean, those sound like good ideas. We'll see.
Well, the second one sounds like a decent idea. I don't know about an Advanced Wars game set in a failed, you know, games universe. Is Eternity's Child something before it was a game?
I don't know. I mean, well, Eternity's Child looked good and the story was all right. I mean, it was the gameplay mechanics that weren't that great in it.
So you make a new property. I mean, if the first offering of a property is not good, you don't make more of it just because you thought it had potential. Whatever, we'll see.
On a Kotaku podcast, Jack Buser, I'm guessing that's how you say his name. Director of Home, basically said that Home could be in beta indefinitely, citing basically the fact that it's always changing means it's always a beta. But, you know, World of Warcraft's not always a beta.
It's like Walt Disney World. It's a or Disneyland.
Yes.
It's never
finished. I mean, granted, you know, Gmail's technically still a beta.
Oh, yeah.
So, the term beta here is pretty meaningless. I just think it's a bit of a cop-out.
If it's out and everyone can play it and they advertise it...
they've been advertising it for a year, so I don't know what that means.
I hope they're not saying this as, like, a... means that people can't complain about it.
I think that's what they're trying to do. Who knows?
Crap.
Do you remember, like, when Home was first pitched, wasn't the whole idea that it was, basically a launching pad for doing games with friends?
I thought that's what it was.
There was no talk of all this social networking and advertising crap.
Well, I think there might have been some talk about advertising. They were actually pretty proud about that possibility from the get-go.
Yeah, but
I thought the whole point was supposed to be, like,
Everyone shows up in an apartment, you click a button, and you're playing Warhawk together.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be like a sort of unique interface, basically, for...
Like, I mean, that's the part that I was like, oh, that's cool, and that's not... They don't even talk about that anymore.
Yeah. I don't know what Home's supposed to be. We panned Home enough.
I know.
We can move on.
All right, so developer Free Radical, unfortunately, faced some massive cuts. And one of their art leads... leaked both concept work for both what was supposed to be Time Splitters 4 and Star Wars Battlefront 3. They were just like character model shots. Looked nice.
Now, why would these guys be working on Battlefront 3?
Well, Pandemic, who did the last... Wait, was it Pandemic? Shoot.
The guys who did... was doing Lord of the Rings game.
Yeah, well, I think that's why. They're doing that.
Oh.
And so it moved to them. I mean, Free Radical has a good pedigree. It's just that Hayes kind of screwed them over. The rumor, though, I mean, this game is supposedly 2 to 3 years done, so they wouldn't just throw it out. So the rumor is that it's going to be taken over by Rebellion, the guys who did the PSP ports of Battlefront.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean...
Well, one of those... Well, they weren't all ports. One of those was an original game.
Yeah, I don't know if they did the original one. I know for a fact they did the port of Battlefront 2. I don't know if they did that original one. They came out, like, a year ago. The Shin Megami Tensei Imagine MMO is an open beta. You downloaded it.
I downloaded it. I made a character, and like I got to like, you know, like there's always that first thing where everyone's just kind of jumping around.
Right.
I got to that, and then I kind of stopped and played Warcraft.
There you go.
I mean, I cannot judge it yet.
Sounds like every MMO. I got in, I made a character, I ran around, then I played Warcraft.
You know, I mean, we'll see.
Speaking of, it's free.
Well, yeah.
Richard Garriott might be getting back into fantasy MMOs. This comes from an interview in Wired.
This is interesting, though, because... When he said he was leaving
NCSoft,
I think most people assumed that he was leaving gaming.
Well, here's what he has to say. After 25 years at Origin, the last thing I wanted to make was yet another medieval fantasy game. Now, after a very interesting break, I'm keen to get back into the fray and work on a new game, probably medieval fantasy and probably online. There's something very powerful about getting people together.
You think with his fascination with space and space exploration, he might have something to say about sci-fi?
Well, he did Tabula Rasa.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, that's right.
Lord British became General British and all that stuff.
Yeah, give me a break. For some reason, I thought this guy did something else. But yeah, you're right. He did... First, he did...
Ultima
Online. Then he did...
Then it was Tabula Rasa.
Did he do, like, Ultima 1 as well?
He did all the Ultimas except for, like, maybe 9. I don't know. He might have done 9.
Remember Ultima 2?
Like...
Ultima Online 2.
Oh. Well, there was that. That got canned. Then there's going to be Ultima 10, which was an MMO, but like back to the old numbering system using the Unreal 2 engine. That got canned.
Remember, I think it was Ultima Online 2, like, had a magazine cover and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one was, like, almost coming.
Well, Ultima 10 had a huge story in GFW magazine.
I don't remember Ultima 10.
Mm-hmm. It was very short-lived, but it looked far along in the magazine. Ultima Online, meanwhile, still continues apace.
I don't know why they don't want to do anything with that franchise.
I think they were afraid to cannibalize the existing UO membership. That might have been a mistake.
I guess so, but... Go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, so the Nielsen ratings, which usually is used for television shows, came out with their console usage ratings for 2008. According to them, the most used console was the PlayStation 2, followed by the 360, Wii, Xbox, PlayStation 3, GameCube, then other.
I don't know.
I kind of find it hard to believe that the original Xbox got more use than the PlayStation 3 this year.
Well, maybe. Well, it might have, but I don't put much stock in this. I don't know what the criteria is here.
Yeah, I mean, it's polling, I think. So,
what does this even mean to me?
Well,
if more people are playing PlayStation 2 than another system, what do I care? Like, NPDs are important because we need to know what's selling. We need to know what future trends are going to be. It doesn't matter what people are really playing as much. Purchases are more important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like Sony's getting money by the minute here.
What about home?
Well, that's a different matter. Different matter. So, I'm not a fan of this. I hope we don't see more of this. We don't need to.
They just do it once a year.
We don't need to see
this. Actually, I needed something.
No, I understand.
This is our last story coming up here.
What was it that Penny Arcade was arguing about as non-news? Because this reminds me of that. Something else that was very similar to this.
Wait. This was recent, right?
Yeah. Just like the other day, I think.
Let's look while I do the last story.
All right,
Dylan Cuthbert, president of Q Games, has promised 2 to 3 new Pixel Junk games to come in 2009 today. I believe, from what I understand, the next one's going to be called Pixel Junk Dungeons. So, yeah, that sounds exciting.
It'll be a, what's the word?
What?
You know, a rogue will be a rogue-like.
A dungeon crawl?
Yeah. No, roguelike. That's what they call it.
Oh.
Roguelike.
Yes. No idea.
You have no idea.
Excuse me. Oh, did you find it?
I'm looking.
I think that's it right there.
Well, no, this wasn't what I was talking
about. Why don't you just read the comics then instead of reading the news post?
It's not about the comics. It was in the news.
Oh.
You can talk about something.
Well, that's all. It's done.
Well, what's the other one going to be?
The other one what? That we don't know.
You know.
I do? Yeah, me and Dylan Cuthbert are tight.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
What?
Oh, Xbox, it's like, they were talking about, like, the thing they were talking about, what, like, oh no, Gears of War 2 is only the fourth most played.
Oh, yeah, Xbox Live. No, granted, Major Nelson does that every week, that list.
Well, yeah, and they say it's meaningless, and I agree with them. Like, what do we care? Yeah. What is the basis? I mean, is a game only doing well if it is number one? See, it's what? You care so much about Major Nelson.
He's been doing that for 5 years.
I know he's been doing it. I'm not saying that there's some sort of originality thing. I'm saying he shouldn't be doing it because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, don't you agree or disagree?
Well, then what do you care what sells?
Because those are trends. That's important.
Well, these are trends, too. Who's playing online?
Because there's no more monetary exchange there.
Yes, there is.
Talk about map packs or gay things like that.
Well, what? You don't think that's important?
Compared to actual game sales, that's a very minuscule amount of money.
So you mean to tell me, like, Halo 3, a game that came out a year ago, they could have potentially sold $30 in map packs, half the game's cost. You don't want to see if people are buying that if they're playing online?
But this doesn't tell us that people are... Left 4 Dead at 7.
It gives you an idea of the potential audience. If people are still playing it, then DLC may still come.
Does he give numbers or he just gives places?
Just places. Well,
that's bullshit. That's completely useless. What does that even mean? They could be separated by a matter of hundreds, we don't even know. But we'd say, oh man, Gears of War 2 is beating
I'll tell you this. I know there's going to be no more Rainbow Six Vegas 2 DLC because no one's playing it anymore.
I don't think people thought that Rainbow Six Vegas was going to be out for a long time.
One got a bunch.
Oh, one got some, not a bunch. Whatever. The game was barely even out that long before 2 came out.
To the awards.
No, let's go before you upset me more. All right, so last week we did number 5. We're doing our top 5 countdown thing. Every week we're going to, you know, move up until we get to number 1. This week we're on number 4. Fourth favorite game of 2008.
Should we recap last week's?
Yes, on last week's exciting edition, mine pick was The World Ends With You for the Nintendo DS.
And I picked Braid.
Yes, you did. So did Chris, who was here.
Yes.
For, you know, fun. So what's your number 4 pick?
My number 4 is, drumroll please.
I'm not drumrolling
okay.
anything.
Fable 2.
That's for sure. Fable 2. That high, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was a very good game. I enjoyed the action of it. I enjoyed the world. My biggest complaint with it is the social interaction parts, a.k.a. the Sims parts, are a little shallow and too easily... things are too fast, I think, is my problem. I could go from meeting a girl to being married to her in, like, a minute.
Right.
It feels to me like there should be more of a build to that stuff. The other problem I have, if you eat, like, 4 pieces of pie, your guy's huge.
Yeah.
Then you eat 3 pieces of celery and he's back to skinny. Like... I wish things had more of a slow burn to it.
It's definitely like a Western RPG for the ADD type.
Yeah. I always said it's the burnout paradise to Fallout 3's Gran Turismo.
Yeah, very, very true. I still hated the ending of that game.
I know you did. I enjoy the ending, actually. So
I thought I finally got you to agree with this.
Mm-mm.
Remember?
That was Chris.
No, remember the final boss was a rock?
Well, yeah, the final boss fight was okay, but the ending itself I liked.
No, I did not. Okay.
And I look forward to the Not Whole Island DLC that comes out sometime soon.
Yeah, maybe it'll come out. Who knows? Maybe.
Yes. How about you? What's your number 4?
First off, someone just... Oh, it's Kotaku or something. Kotaku or Joystick gave Fable 2 number 1. I was surprised.
Ah.
A lot of places I've been giving it to Grand Theft Auto 4, which... Me and you talked about before, we don't seem to like as much as nearly everyone else.
Yeah, it's fine, but...
it's not fine. I'm upset about it. Okay, my number 4 pick is Mega Man 9.
Oh.
Yes.
I was curious to see if this would crack your top 5 or not.
It is there, indeed. This is my first ever downloadable game, I think, on a list.
True.
It is true. Mega Man 9, it's fantastic. It's hard.
It's a Mega Man game. I mean, what more can you want?
It's the best Mega Man game since Mega Man X on the Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've sung the praises here for quite a while. I was counting down to the game's release for quite a while. I think we called Mega Man 9 the top news story of 2008 when it happened.
For a very long while, yes.
I still stand by that. Mega Man 9's very existence was amazing.
Did you read the post-mortem interview they had up with one of the guys from Capcom on 1UP.com?
Yes, I did.
Did you like the part where they actually did try to get it running on an NES?
Yes. Although, I mean...
That would have been awesome.
That would have been something, wouldn't it? Would have been interesting. So, why don't we move along now and talk about our week in gaming.
Wait, let me ask you a question. What would keep Mega Man 9 from being higher on your list? The guy explained my hang-up with Fable 2. Like, what makes it not better?
Well, I mean, at its core, it's still a game that's running off of... It's not really running off of limited hardware, but it's pretending to.
Yeah.
I mean, it did as much as it could. I don't know how an 8-bit Mega Man game could get much better than that.
True.
When you're dealing with something as simple as that, you can't get much higher, I don't think. I mean... Like I said, I mean, 2, 3, and 9 are up there for me. It's not so much like a... I don't really have a complaint about it like you do with Fable. I just...
Okay, no, that's fair.
I wasn't going to give it the game of the year.
Right, right.
You know, as much as I enjoyed it. It gets the game that I beat the most this year, I guess.
Yeah.
I played through it several times. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
What did you play?
I've been doing a lot of iPhone gaming.
Oh, shit. We're going to talk about iPhone gaming.
I'm going to talk about the substantial ones.
I'm still not convinced.
Well, I'll get the big one out of the way. Rolando. Which awesome game.
A Patapon-like game.
It is Patapon-like. Visually very similar, and it's got the rolling thing, but I mean...
This time you actually get to roll by tilting the screen, which is cool.
Yes. There's two basic types of levels to it. There's like the kind where you select individual Rolando, almost like RTS style. You tap him or you drag him, and then you're controlling them with the tilting.
Mm-hmm.
There's other stages where it is like you're in complete control of the gravity. So, like, everything goes. Although in those stages, you're usually just controlling the sleeping king. But,
that king is sleepy, huh?
I mean, this is a game that could have come out on the PSP for $30 easily.
How much did it cost?
$10. And, I mean, it's phenomenal. It's a ton of fun. It's super well polished. Comes from a company they're called NG Moco. The guy who heads it up, I think he's a former EA guy who just saw the potential in iPhone gaming, and like they are a dedicated game studio to iPhone gaming. It's not just some homebrew guys or like EA crapping out stuff. It shows, because the other games we're going to talk about are all by them, and they're phenomenal.
You feel like they might be aping off of LocoRoco almost a bit too
much? Oh, totally, totally. But it works.
Right, it works. Is it your favorite iPhone game?
So far, yes.
I know you've also been playing that Dr. Awesome a lot.
Dr. Awesome. It is a re-envisioning of the old game Quicks.
That's that game where there's like two balls flying around. You got to draw a line.
You got to section them off. Yeah. The whole trick of this game is, you know, it's viruses, and you move your micro scalpel that creates the sections by tilting. And the cool thing it does is all the patients in the game are pulled from your contact list. So, like, right now, it's our buddy Jonathan is in the ER. I got to go save him.
You let some of your friends die, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to Kip Tiger.
Oh, God.
But, it's great, too. It kind of apes the whole Phoenix Wright style of conversation with, like, the characters talking to you and the pointing and the flashing anime backgrounds.
Oh, right.
It knows what it's doing.
You have to finish the rest of those.
I do. The other game of the... they've made as well, Dropship. It takes a little getting used to. It's sort of like a twin stick shooter, but not.
Considering there's no sticks. Well, yeah, let alone, you use
your thumbs in the corner of the screens to move and shoot, but it's... You think it's going to be moving forward or it is top down, but it's from the back, and you're a dropship. You're trying to work your way down these shafts, picking up human survivors so you grab a cargo, then you got to work your way back out. And it's okay. Once you get the hang of it, it took me about three levels to get it. Once you do, it's awesome. And that was $2.
Oh. Well, how much was Dr. Awesome again?
$2.
$2, huh.
Well, actually, when I got both of them, they were 99 cents. They were on sale. I don't know if they still are or not. I mean, they have another game called Topple. That's like a stacking game where you actually have to keep the phone steady, too, or else the whole thing. But you can then you could counterbalance it, too. So if everything's starting to fall to the left, you twist your phone to try to keep it straight.
Crazy.
Yes.
I play that Crystal Defenders, that Final Fantasy-like game.
It's a tower defense, right. Yeah.
That's a good tower defense game.
There's apparently one called Field Runners that's really good.
Hmm. There's a lot of those. Chris really likes those tower defense games.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's one more NG Moco game I wanted to talk about. I actually don't think there is.
You just said you felt like there is, but you don't feel like
there
is.
Yeah, I know. More I thought about it.
Okay, well, what else did you play?
I also played the Ocarina app on that thing.
Oh, God.
It just turns the phone into an ocarina. It's sweet.
What?
You missed it last night after when we were playing poker and you left. Jim was out of the game and I just had the phone out. Jim starts playing the guitar. I actually found the notes he was playing on the ocarina and started playing along with him, at which point Chris shouted out, "This is the gayest thing I've ever seen." I then stopped. Chris is like, "The guitar's already pretty gay," but when AJ brought out the iPhone ocarina.
Oh, dear God. I need to start playing poker online or something. I got to get my skills up. I did terrible.
You do a $5 buyback that Chris loaned you, and then immediately in one hand lost it. You didn't have a good hand.
It was decent. I had something.
You had like low pair.
I don't know what I was thinking. He called me all in. I didn't go all in. I didn't want to back down.
Oh, yeah, but after you already put in like $4.75 of your $5,
I didn't want to back down.
He put you in for the other quarter.
I'm going to get better.
How's Persona?
I'm going to become the best poker player in the
world. Okay, okay.
I'm going to go win those World Series of Poker things. I was watching Poker After Dark last night trying to pick some things.
Oh, man.
What is it with that show that they always get amazing hands? Do they just skip the boring ones they get or something? Okay, I was about to say.
Yes, okay.
They're always,
they don't show you the hands where one guy's 7-2, one is 8-3, and they both fold. And they folded. That was a good call.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Persona.
Yeah, you say Persona 3 a little bit ago?
No, I just said Persona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I started Persona 4. Probably a little bit after last podcast.
I'm right
already
after.
Like 10 hours into it. What, you got out your iPhone?
Email.
You're going to check your email while I'm...
No, making sure we don't have any
I didn't have any emails while you're talking.
So me talking about my games is a good time for you to do something else, is what you're saying.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, thank you. Please put that away and listen to my story of Persona.
Okay, go.
Okay, well, it starts out much like Persona 3 does. Well, even more so, it's got a very slow beginning. You know, you're going to, before you even, like, fight anything. Like, even other RPGs will be like, when you start the game, you at least have, like, that one fight.
That might actually be worse.
Yeah, I know. But this one, though, you're going on for 3 hours.
So you're saying I got to muscle through the first, like, 3 hours when I start this game?
Well, you know, if
it is at least good, though.
Listen, let me tell you, if it feels like muscling through for you, you're not going to like the game as a whole anyways.
Okay, well, see, I never play Persona 3. I just know a lot of JRPGs start slow and shitty. Now, I'm fine with starting slow, but is it shitty?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, good.
It's not entirely interactive, though, and you just got to get over that.
But it's at least, like, entertaining and well-written and, like, well-paced.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, do I not feel like that first 3 hours could have taken 10 minutes?
No.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of stuff happening, a lot of important stuff that they're setting up.
That was, like, what was it, Star Ocean Till the End of Time?
Yeah,
that was one. 4 hours.
That was long.
I was in one battle. And, like, but the thing was, I mean, I could sum up that 4 hours for you. We were on a spaceship, but got attacked by aliens, and we had to escape. Let's go. That it took 4 hours to get to that point. I was like, okay, I'm done.
I mean, this is a slow beginning, and it may not be for everyone. And I mean, look, when you're in Persona, you gotta expect things to be a bit difficult. Like, if
I understand, it's like I understand, like, the bosses are really hard.
Bosses are hard. I made a Twitter actually yesterday saying one day I will beat a Persona boss on the first try. Because, yeah, they're very punishing. Well, the basic battle mechanic when you're fighting Persona is you need to take advantage of people's weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Not so much because you're going to do more damage to them, because when you hit them with a weakness, they get knocked down. If you knock down all the enemies, then you can kind of do this sort of pile-on attack
that
does a lot of damage. Right.
It's hilarious.
And, like, it's pretty much the key. But bosses always are, because their weakness, usually something like a lot of times they won't have one, or, you know, it's harder to discover or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're always much more difficult, because then you actually, like when you're just level grinding with the normal enemies, most of the time that's pretty easy. As long as you don't let them attack you once.
Right.
Like, they can hit you one time and, like, you'll be dead all of a sudden, because a series of unfortunate events will unfurl before you. But as long as you get it in the first hit, which is important, you can usually be okay.
Now, you've been playing this one where you control all the party members.
Yeah.
Wasn't an option in 3, right?
No. It wasn't.
And would you say that's the way to play it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't see why it never was like that before. It wasn't that bad in Persona 3. I mean, typically all you really want them to do is I mean, you can, like, tell them, like, hey, make sure that you heal me in battle if I need it or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But just doing it manually is much easier. I mean, they're pretty usually smart enough to know, like, hey, this guy's weak against wind and I'm the wind guy, so
right.
I better use my wind attack. But yeah, it's nicer to just control them all outright, you know, not have to go through all the frustration of it. But I mean, a third of the game, if that, is spent, like, in a dungeon.
Yeah, right? Well, because it's always been Persona's been that kind of mix of, like, JRPG and, like, dating sim.
Yeah, well, dating sim, not so much because you're dating people, even, but, like, yeah, just like
relationships.
Yeah, yeah, you get social links and stuff like that. Like, you spend a lot of time, like, doing things to boost stats, like knowledge, courage, and things like that, or just hanging out with people to get social links. But the thing that's nice about it, and first off, like here's a problem I have with something like, say, a Fable 2, or any game where you have, like, all these side quests to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't mean jack. You can go do all this extra crap. I can go buy every house and every property in Fable 2, and does it actually benefit the main game for me at all?
Not really.
No. But, see, and that's sort of the appeal of JRPG. If you're doing a side quest, it's not just some sort of afterthought thing to say, like, look at all the extra stuff you can do. Even GTA. GTA is the same exact way. You can, like...
You go, like, bowling with people and all that crap.
Right, you go bowling with people, but it doesn't do a single damn thing for you, almost. I think if you're friends enough with some people, they'll, like, offer you a taxi or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in this game, you need to hang out with people because you've developed social links. And with those, each social link represents a different arcana, which is like a tarot card thing,
mm-hmm.
and different personas, which are kind of things that you battle with, Pokemon-like, if you will. They are all parts of different arcanas, and if you have a higher social rank, you'll be able to build stronger personas with that single arcana. If this sounds complicated, it's because it is.
Okay.
Like, look, if on one end of the gaming spectrum, we have Wii Sports Tennis, where the only thing you're required to do is to waggle the little wand around, okay? On the other end of this is Persona 4.
Okay, no. On the other end of it is EVE Online. Okay. Persona 4 is a few clicks away.
Yeah, Persona 4 is on the other end, okay? Right before it's spreadsheets. Right before, like, hardcore programming or something. Okay, you got Persona 4.
Which is EVE Online again.
Think about how delicious it would be to get, like, someone like, so you like video games? Like, you get some grandma and they're, like, playing Wii Sports. Like, oh, this is fun. They're like, oh, you like video games, grandma. I got this one for you. It's called Persona 4. Have fun. I'd like to see what they would think about it.
Yeah.
I will say they don't shoot themselves in the head anymore, which...
It's probably for the best.
I know. It was such a cool image of Persona 3, though. Well, what do you think of when you think Persona 3? I'm pointing a gun in my head. It was cool.
Ooh, yeah, but I don't know how cool it was.
It was cool. It was a neat... Oh, come on. What?
What particularly disturbing it was how the one kid's choice of how to do that was to actually put the gun in his mouth.
Yeah, that's the girl. That's how she did it. That's kind of interesting. I still think it was kind of neat. If maybe a bit... Much.
Yes. Much just, might be the word.
Just a little bit. I have to say, there's a... You have, like, the kind of, like, cute, like, weird-looking thing, I guess.
His name's Teddy.
He's not as annoying as these characters usually are.
Well, that's because his voice isn't up here like this, screaming in your ear the entire time.
And he still has,
like, he's got a voice.
He's got, like, a cartoon voice, but it's, like, not ridiculous.
Yeah, but he... He's like, oh, hey, guys, let's go in there and do da-da-da. Yeah, like, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. I actually kind of like Teddy. He's pretty... he's a funny guy sometimes.
All right.
That Teddy. Interesting fellow. But yeah, like I said, like I'm 10 hours into it. I don't even feel like I'm scratching the surface
right.
yet.
Right. No, it's usually like a 100-hour game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even like people think like, oh, Final Fantasy is a hardcore game. You compare it to something like a Persona.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it's woo, it's out there. So I'm working my way through that right now.
Good. Playing that.
It's not all one dungeon, one big dungeon anymore like in Persona 3.
Yeah.
So things are split up a bit.
That's good.
Although... You can't, in Persona 3, there's always checkpoints in the big dungeon, though. There's, like, a lot less of those now, so you have to do a lot more backtracking. Although there's an item you can get fairly early to get out. I'm rambling now.
Okay.
Let's talk about something else. I could go talk about every little mini detail.
The last thing I guess I'd have to talk about is just the Wintervale quest lines in World of Warcraft.
Oh, well.
Which were a rollicking good time.
I guess. Was there much to them?
You got to do... there's some stuff that's in Northrend that I get to do, I think. But the fun one this year was one of your quest rewards under the Christmas tree, the Wintervale tree, was a little rocket-powered car. You and I were doing this in Ironforge, where there was an achievement for crashing into 25 other cars.
Yeah. I don't think I actually got that achievement.
No. You can. Well, I think you can still do it.
Yeah,
you just have to find someone else to do that with you.
Luke.
Yeah, yeah. but you got to do the whole Wrathgate thing.
I was playing I've been playing a lot.
So without being too spoiler heavy, how cool was that on a scale of like cool to way cool?
Oh, I don't know. It was kind of cool, but also kind of dumb.
Really?
Well, first off, part of it was my fault because I was under some kind of preconceived notion that it was going to be CG. I don't know why I thought that.
That might have been my fault, actually. I thought that, though, so.
But,
because they released it, like, to download in HD or something. And it's called, like, a cinematic in the soundtrack listing, so maybe that's why I thought that.
At first, I was really upset because, like, things happened in it that made absolutely no sense. And they didn't make sense until you did a quest line right after it. But, like, I just did it, and then I stopped for a while. And, like, I had to go on, like, WoW Wiki, as I often do, to have any idea what the hell is going on in World of Warcraft. But, like, just, like, the actual dialogue that they write for these things is pretty terrible. Like, remember when we made that bad action movie on purpose?
Yeah.
And we had that scene where two people are back-to-back and they're, like, punching air. And they're like, ugh, hope you haven't lost any moves.
Don't worry. I haven't missed a step.
It's, like, that bad.
Oh, God.
It's pretty much a moment that is exactly like that.
Well, now I gotta do this.
I almost just want to tell you the one moment, but
no, I'll get there someday.
I just want to make fun of it. Also, I feel like Arthas is not presented as strong as I thought he was.
Yeah.
He's kind of running away a lot. I mean, even in that first thing.
Yeah, that's true. He shows up and he's like, I'll be back.
Yeah, he's always doing that. He's
the Shredder.
He's a Shredder or he's the
Dr. Claw.
He's Dr. Claw. Like, I'll get you next time. Like, he's the lich. I thought he was like the be-all, end-all here. He's always running away like, ooh.
I bet you at the final raid dungeon they released in the last content patch, you're going to get up to the frozen throne and spin it around and slap some cuffs on. It'll just be a gauntlet with a bomb.
Wonder if he has a pet cat.
Oh, man. That'd be awesome. What was that cat's name?
What do you mean? What? I like how you asked that, like, I should even know. The cat probably didn't even have a name.
I'm pretty sure it did.
I do not think that cat had a name.
I just wonder what Dr. Claw looks like now.
He was in the movie. It was pretty disappointing.
Oh, no, that was awful. it was what's his name, who was the voice of the prince in Shrek. And, like, they didn't even call him Dr. Claw. They just called him Claw. And the one guy tried to call him Claw, and he's like, no, just Claw. Like Madonna. And I'm like, no, it's Dr. Claw, like the cartoon show that this movie's based on.
Well, that was a pretty bad movie. We
filmed
in
Pittsburgh.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah. With that and the kill point.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, right after...
Well, that was a tangent. Yeah. Continue.
It was kind of funny, though, because, like, right after that, like, you're doing all these... You kind of go back to Stormwind. You're doing all these quests where, like, you could see that they kind of took past complaints. Where, like, man, I don't feel like my character is important in the story enough. Because you're, like... Basically, just like hanging out with like all of the main characters of Warcraft. Yeah,
that's sweet to me. I love so. Like, it doesn't work in like Star Wars, where it's like, oh, Han Solo rescued you, and look, there's Boba Fett looking for Han Solo. You know, he's in the next room. I think you could get away with it, like an original IP.
Yeah, so like, come on, Tokoto, you and Jaina Proudmoore gotta go visit Thrall and stuff. I'm like, okay,
okay, let's go.
You know, gotta tell him about how you escaped from the Lich King. I'm like, all right. I guess. So it's kind of neat. I like those quest lines like that. Yes. Also, there's been a lot of quests where you kind of like basically have to ride something and you kind of get
those special
spells.
They've been putting a lot of emphasis
those
on
are,
that
those
stuff.
Those are kind of fun. They help make things a bit more interesting. Although you don't get any experience grind from them. You only get the experience from turning in the quest.
Mm.
Still,
it's okay.
It's still fun. I got no complaints, Socrates.
All right. Well, let's move on to...
I don't know. Maybe I played something else.
Oh, did you? What else did you play?
No, I didn't. That Lord of the Rings demo came out. I kind of want to.
Yeah, we'll do that tonight.
Well, maybe. Maybe we will. I won't do it with you.
Why not?
What do you mean? What is it, multiplayer?
I would assume it's a multiplayer game.
Oh, okay, I guess. I remember you were not impressed when you saw a video of it.
Because the archer who was firing arrows looked like he was shooting the nail gun from Quake.
This was just a Gondorian archer, right?
Yeah, it's not even like it was like Legolas or something. But then the thing was, too, it took like 800 arrows to take down an orc. Like, why can't it just be like two and they take a long time to shoot? I think it'd be better. I don't know.
You might be right. We'll see. I just want to see how melee's handled in that.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to use guys who, like, I hope there's not, like, a magic class, because that'd make absolutely no sense.
That's right.
There's only five people who are able to use magic, and even they didn't shoot, like, fireballs or anything.
Right, they just made their wands light up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They didn't have wands, as guys.
Staffs, excuse me.
Yeah, please. Their magic in Lord of the Rings was pretty low-key.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
People weren't, like... shooting rays of light at each other, you know?
Right.
Something like all this ridiculous stuff.
Magic missile.
I attack the darkness.
Are you trying to lengthen the show?
No.
You keep checking the time.
I always check the time. I feel like, well, we've got a good pace here.
Yeah, I know.
What, you think this is filler?
No.
I thought this was a good conversation. What, you want to move on?
I don't know.
What do we... Fine, God. I was having fun.
Just screw it.
What were we talking about?
Lord of the Rings, but now we're going to talk about downloads.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. God. You said you were excited. You thought it was a good week in downloads. Basically because of one game, I think you think that.
Well, good old games got something interesting. And,
well, yes.
And last week was... Well, it's good because last week was also a pretty good week.
Yeah.
Because we got Phantasy Star 4. And I have a Wii points card, so I might be getting something here.
Well, let's look at it. On the WiiWare. Abashi's Arcade.
These WiiWare games, I never know what they are, and they're never very interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is. There's so much crap coming out. Q Sports, Pool Revolution. Pool game.
Okay.
Virtual console is Zoda's Revenge, Star Tropics 2.
One of the most underrated Nintendo series. I mean, this is a Nintendo, not like, oh, it's on the NES. Nintendo made this thing.
Yeah.
And if you haven't played the first one...
It's Zelda with a yo-yo.
You make it sound bad, though. It's awesome.
No, it is awesome. No, that's the thing.
Right. I mean, it's great. Oh, God. I would love for them. I'd love to see, like, a modern Star Tropics game with just, like, almost Uncharted-like with graphics.
I think it'd be great on the Wii. Use the Wiimote to chuck the yo-yo around.
Sure, why not?
Use the Wii Motion Plus. You can actually aim it. Many Wiimotes will go flying.
Maybe the reason we don't see more of these is because their protagonist's name is so bland.
Yeah.
Mike Jones. Yeah, but you know what's...
That's a sweet name. You know what, Nathan Drake? What's that?
Also, did you know this was, besides Wario Woods, which was like that Wario puzzle game, this was the second to last, you know, counting that, Nintendo game to come out.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, this was a later release. But, you know what, it's... Because I didn't even know this game existed until I found it on eBay one day.
Yeah.
And isn't that crazy, though? Like, to play this game before, like, whenever that was, 8 years ago, let's say, I had to go on eBay and, like, bid, you know, they had to ship it to me. It was, like, a big freaking deal to get this. Now you just, like, go on your Wii and you just download it.
Technology's great.
And, like, when they announced Virtual Console, like, I was kind of hoping, like, man, I hope, like, they get to, like, Star Tropics 2 someday. Well, and there it is.
Here it is. 2009 has brought you your wish.
Yes, it has. You know, it happened in 2008, but
well,
yeah.
Whatever.
But Star Tropics is so sweet, though.
Didn't happen until we said it happened.
Yeah, for $10, you can have both Star Tropics games.
That's cool.
And they're great games.
Yes.
Was there any representation of that in Smash Bros? I don't think there was.
No.
That's too bad.
Serious omission.
It was. Like, they're running out of characters to add into it, I think, maybe someday.
Maybe there was a sticker. I don't know. I'll have to look.
I don't even know if there was a sticker now that you
would hope. I mean, God, they got enough obscure stuff in there.
Yeah,
look. We'll look and let you know.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. So what happened to Xbox Live Arcade?
Merv Griffin's Crosswords.
Who's Merv Griffin?
No idea.
Is he like crossword puzzles?
I guess.
Okay.
There was no PlayStation update, far as I could tell, this week.
Okay.
GameTap, Siberia, which is an old-school point-and-click adventure game.
That wasn't a sequel to Dreamfall, was it?
No. This was... Okay, when I say old school, not that old. Like, first-gen 3D adventure games. It was the one with, like, it had a very kind of clockwork motif to it.
A lot of them do.
This one, it had, like, the clockwork man with the top hat. It was
the one that took place in Siberia.
Well, yeah, okay. Fair enough. Then something called Zombie Shooter.
Kill, kill, kill the zombie threat.
Yes.
Nice description there, GameTap.
That's not GameTap. That's a... Do I say Kotaku? I forget where I pulled these from. Shoot, I should know that. Good old games. Two new games.
I like we have good old games.
I do, too. Broken Sword 2, The Smoking Mirror.
Never played any of these.
I played a demo for Broken Sword 3, which is coming to Good Old Games soon, and I remember liking it.
Hmm.
So I kind of... But this game, it's a point-click adventure, and it's got the CMI-styled hand-drawn animation look to it.
Right.
It looks good. I might have to check this one out. Well, I'm playing. Here's a game I'm actually playing. I started Lore of the Temptress, one of the two free games they released last week.
Oh yeah,
and it's the same guys.
Oh okay.
And it's old school point and click. It's fun.
I was playing.
Hard.
I was playing on GameTap one day. I might talk about Quest for Glory.
Yeah.
Old school, not even point and click adventure game. Like, I think they added point and click in the version I'm playing, but there's still a lot of, like, type in, like, ask about the inn.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And there's also, like, combat in it, which is kind of weird.
Ugh.
And, like, you have to sleep and race that. It is old school.
Nice.
Maybe a bit too old school for me, but I appreciate it nonetheless. Like, one might appreciate a diorama in a museum.
Very nice.
Okay.
The other one's Feeble Files, another point and click adventure. About an alien? I never even heard of this, but to look at it, it looks neat. It's all, like, pre-rendered artwork in this one, but, like, some scenes... I mean, this is judging from screenshots, but it looks like significant chunks of it are just, like, a CG movie playing.
Hmm.
A kind of lo-fi one, but still.
I'm still kind of waiting for Anachronox to get on there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm still waiting. Still waiting.
The engine, too, is with Lord of the Temptress. I don't know if this is the case with all of them. It's just running off ScumVM.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed that with one of them because it just looked so ScumVM-like.
Well, I mean, yeah, the engine look of it was one thing, like the Scum engine, but it's actually a Scum VM. You know, the virtual machine everyone uses to run these games.
Oh, the virtual
now.
One.
Yeah, the emulator that everyone uses to run these.
Okay. Well, I guess that's that. Let's talk about the real games. Not many here, and also, I think a lot of the things on this list here aren't even out. I think there's like a bug where like they put, like... You know how they put quarter one for a lot of games?
Oh, yeah.
Because I see Banjo-Tooie here for the 360. I don't even think it was announced, right?
No. Yes. Yeah, skip anything with the Q1 in it.
Yeah, or just January, really. So we have Professor Hinds, Wolf's Gravity for the Wii, which came out on December 29th.
Interesting.
We also have the WiiWare game we already talked about. So, this is the worst week ever.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Wow. There's nothing. Nothing.
Now you're begging for that filler, aren't you?
Oh, no. What have we done?
Let's talk about Inspector Gadget more. Okay. Well, Derek Robbins has a giant
top. Yeah, yeah, that's true. We got a huge list.
25.
Let's see what you got there.
I noticed the open here that he's got Sonic Unleashed for the Wii, and he's enjoying it. We haven't played the Wii version.
Right.
But he kind of said that, well, you know, he said he heard bad things about the 360 and PS3 versions. You know, I wonder where. I wonder who he knows who would have spoken
yeah, about this. Yeah, no idea.
But, you know, we want to say, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed. We have to try the Wii version. From what I understand, it doesn't have as much of the
Werehog?
No. I think it has as much Werehog. It doesn't have much
the
of the
city exploration crap.
Hub world?
Yeah, hub world.
And that's one of the things I hated the most about what I played. So maybe it's better. We'll see. I think, don't you have a Gamefly? It might be coming, that worst version of
it. Oh, we got to go through Quantum of Solace first.
Oh, Quantum of Solace can't.
It should take about 4 hours. So.
Yeah, supposedly not a very long game. So here's his top 25 games of the year. So, you know, here we go. Top 25. NHL 09, which I always hear good things about the series.
I play the demo, and my knowledge of hockey is limited, but I rather enjoy myself.
24 is Rock Band 2.
Bueno.
Chris's like favorite
grandma. Single player, good multiplayer.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. 22 is Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts.
We need to try this, apparently, because everyone talks about how I hated the demo.
Yeah, poor Rick.
Tactics Advance games are going is they're really hard and hardcore games. But they're like stories for like 4-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I want Final Fantasy Tactics 2, if anything, next, you know?
In Japan, everyone is really nostalgic about being a kid, even more so than here. I think adult life in Japan sucks.
That must.
Just screech out Pamela.
Who is that?
That's the girl from Final Fantasy 12.
Why, she's in that game too?
Well, probably. They both take place in Ivalice.
Oh, true.
There's probably some. She's probably like unlockable. I can remember the first Final Fantasy Tactics, you could get Cloud in your party.
Well, that was like an Easter egg thing, though.
Well, it probably is in this. I don't think she's a main character.
Well, they got like concept art about it.
Well, sure, they have concept art. It doesn't mean anything. 20 Soul Calibur 4. I like that game a lot.
Ah.
I like playing as Yoshimitsu and dressing him up in my own clothes. One of the rare multi-platform games I got on the PS3.
True.
I do not like fighters on 360. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Let's use Mario Kart Wii, which, yeah, at first I had initial reservations with because, like, I didn't like that. It seemed like they're taking a step back from
Double Dash,
but the Wii wheel, while maybe not, it's not what I would use. People who don't play race games, they love it. They think it's fun. And it is kind of neat.
I enjoy it. It's good.
But besides that, the course designs are good. It's a very good.
Fairly solid multiplayer online.
Yeah, it's a good
multiplayer. Worked well.
Like, yeah, the multiplayer online did work well. So I got no complaints.
After the disaster of Smash Brothers online multiplayer.
Yeah, a little disappointing. Mario Kart Wii, though, very good. Number 18 is Mega Man 9.
Very good.
Yeah, I would have put it a little higher, but no.
I love that there's a fruit fucker on the cover.
Yeah, pretty much. 17 is Patapon, which I never got to play and I wanted to.
I played
to.
The demo and I liked it. And I just seemed
like it that much. I
just didn't see doing that for a really long time.
You got deeper. Fabon 2 should be coming out at some point. 16, Fable 2, which you just said you liked. 15 is Professor Layton, which I need to play more because I liked
it.
It
just got frustrating.
I know you just got frustrated. 14 is Prince of Persia 2008, which I need to play more of.
Yeah, I like that game.
I do like it. It is a little easy, though.
It's okay.
I know. I'm not that upset about it. I'm not like some people.
Dead Space. I need to play this.
Dead Space was awesome. I'm on like the last level. I need to finish it.
Freaking
Dead
beat
Space
it.
Was great.
I can take it with me.
Dead Space was awesome. That's an overlooked game this year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow. That was a fun one. I really like that. I kind of wish it did. I feel like it did okay.
Yeah.
People keep like Dead Space didn't do that well. You know, it did all right for itself. Maybe it wasn't like, I don't know. Maybe it didn't do as good as Bioshock, but it did.
Right.
12 Little Big Planet. Which is
we need to play more of that, too.
I do. I played a bit of it. But yeah, you need to play more of it. It's always fun. I haven't done much level creating yet. 11, The World Ends With You. Good work, Eric. You didn't forget about that game.
All right.
It was a fun game. Let's go to part two here. Whoop. Number 10, Gears of War 2.
I still need to play that.
Oh,
God. Isn't
that
terrible?
Gears of War 2 single-player campaign was awesome. And, you know, good multiplayer, too. But I like Gears of War 2 is a lot of fun. I said it before. When it comes to a game like a shooter game that is just like you know, go shoot things. Gears of War is my favorite way to go for that.
Very good.
Shooting feels, it just feels very satisfying. My Last of War Heroes, which I want to play more. Chris bought it, but I think he sold it.
It did nothing for me when I tried it.
It didn't do much for him either. But
it was a button masher with really bad open world elements.
I don't. I'm kind of confused though because everyone seems to be. This game's showing up in a lot of Game of the Year stuff.
And I honestly,
when it came out, like reviews were kind of amazing.
I hate to be pessimistic about it, but I honestly think it was a result of Suda 51's making a new game and it looks cool because it's like cell shaded, and then like they just refused. The gameplay itself is nothing that great.
Well, I can't judge. I haven't.
And then there's the stupid mini missions where you're like awkwardly grabbing coconuts for money, and I hate crap like that.
I know. I hate coconuts. It Left 4 Dead,
woo,
which is a fun game. I don't know if I would put it that high. I mean, it's just, it's a fun game. I mean, you have to admit it. I mean, it's not. It's a little shallow.
A little, but if you want a fun game to play with three friends where you're going to be shouting "oh shit" a lot.
I don't have complaints of it on a top 10 list. It's fine. So that's Persona 4, which I'll say right now isn't going to be on my list because I'm just starting it. But it very well could have been. I'm having a lot of fun so far. Persona games are always good. 5 is Akiria Chronicles.
When are you going to start that?
That's 6. I don't want to start while I'm doing Persona, so it might be a while.
I'll start it.
If you want to. I don't want to do two, like, really
I like. You didn't even play the demo yet, did you?
No.
The demo was so awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to trying it. So, hopefully good things come. That 5 is Braid, which is cool. Awesome. God, I love Braid.
Yeah.
And I'm still mad at anyone who doesn't like Braid. I'm sorry. Sorry, even my friends. Like, Lord Regulus. I love Braid. 4, Smash Brothers Brawl. Which was Smash Brothers,
yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of, so.
We know.
We all know how much I love Smash Brothers. 3 is Metal Gear Solid 4, which I also freaking
great
love.
Great game.
Yeah. Also, Metal Gear Solid 4, and he brings up a good point. It seemed to me like it was like, maybe except for Wii games, because it's hard to tell what Wii games or system sellers probably Wii fit, but like, it really seemed like the only like PS3 or Xbox 360 game that was really like a big system seller.
It was the only game that like the game came out and then that month hardware sales like tripled.
Now it's hard to tell for like all these November games because like of course sales are going to go up in November.
Mm-hmm.
But, like when this game came out in like the middle of
PlayStation.
What? Well, yeah. But when this game came out in like the middle of, you know, the summer, and it was the only big release that month.
Actually, it came out at the end of spring.
End of spring. Okay, even more obscure time. And it was the only big release for the PS3. And you notice that PS3 sales went up. What do you think happened?
Yeah. Lesson learned, publishers. Don't release everything in November.
2 is Grand Theft Auto 4. Which, again, we don't get as much. Why don't we get this as much?
I get it. Well, I mean, I think you did the same thing. The game came out. I was honestly playing a ton of it.
I was playing
Then
a
we
lot.
Left for vacation. And I came back, and I have not touched it since.
I had one day with it, and I got a little bit further. It just feels, it has good driving, it has good shooting.
My biggest problem with the game is it seems like there's two camps of people at Rockstar. The guys who want to do the Grand Theft Auto 3 trilogy stuff where you got jetpacks and you're flying commercial planes and it's all crazy. And then there's like other people who want to make like a serious action drama, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I honestly couldn't bring myself to start just running over pedestrians and shooting cops in this game for, like, no reason, because it was too real in a weird way. Like, you know what I mean?
I kind of had that problem. Like, I just had this thought the other day, and I almost thought about, like, voicing it, but I thought people might get mad at me, but I almost feel like, maybe Grand Theft Auto is too violent.
I honestly, when it got to that realistic point, I agreed. Like, honestly, like Saints Row 2 does that crazy shit like that, and it's fine, because it's kind of cartoony looking. But I think Grand Theft Auto 4 was too gritty and too real, with too far. See, usually I wouldn't call this a criticism, but Nico is way too good and too real and too sympathetic a character for me to then want to jump in a car and start driving around killing people.
Besides that, it's also contradictory. I mean, like, you drive around people, he's like, oops, sorry, ha ha ha, and then he's like having his heartwarming things like, I didn't want to kill again.
Exactly, exactly. Like, oh. That killed it for me.
Yeah.
You know, it really did. And it's fine, like if I'm in a police chase and I'm running shit over because he has no choice. Like, if he's thrust in that situation, he doesn't want to be there. And then it would have been great if there was dialogue to support that while if he does hit somebody. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, but like, yeah, like when you just start running over people and he's making snarky comments, I'm like, that's not true to the character.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what the next Grand Theft Auto is going to
be. Oh, what's number one?
Well, what do you think has been missing so far?
Fallout.
Yep.
Woo!
Fallout 3, which is a game I definitely enjoyed a lot. Oh, yeah. I have no problems with Fallout 3 at number one. That like I said before, a big surprise for me personally. See, this is a game that can do the be good or evil thing right. Mm-hmm. I mean, first off, your character's voiceless, which helps, of course.
Right.
But you're checking to make sure he gave us a plug. He did.
I saw he did. I just want to see what he says.
What? What are these other things? Best fans of the year? This is interesting.
What?
He's got these
other... Oh, he's got, like, other little subcategories.
Oh, God. Real quick. Worst game of the year. TNA Impact. Yeah, I heard those things.
Yeah.
Worst trend. Nintendo shying away from core gamers. Yeah. Kind of hurt him. Yeah. Worst developer. Activision. Yep. Which became the new EA.
Seriously.
Which, when EA started doing good and then their profits went down. That's blurring a reality. It was Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm for the PS3 because it actually looked like an anime.
That was a good looking game.
I enjoyed that demo. I might want to rent that sometime. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun. Most welcome surprise of the year, Opposite 13 going to Xbox. Worst DLC of the year, stupid costume packs for Little Big Planet.
I'll agree. I think they're too expensive.
They are for what they are. Worst fans of the year, Diablo fans. I get that.
Well, the crappy ones. We're the good Diablo fans. Yeah. We're the ones who are like, whatever you say, Blizzard, here's our money.
No, I think I like the way
it looks. I think it looks gorgeous.
I don't even think it looks like un-Diablo like.
I know. I thought I was like, oh, this is Diablo in 3D. It's just what I wanted.
Best fans of the year. He gives it to Street Fighter fans. Jumping on the Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD bandwagon.
I'd say so.
I think that's Mega Man fans deserve some love there, too.
True.
Worst button on a controller to play Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix with.
I am dead serious.
This button sucks award goes to the R2 button.
Fuck you, R2.
Why wouldn't it work? Okay. Honestly, your character goes to Silveria Less.
Valkyria Chronicles.
I'm not familiar with this character yet.
Yet.
But
I'm guessing that's her. Yep, that's her.
Oh, that...
The blue chick.
Platinum-haired bombshell, if you will, I guess.
Yes.
Well, it looks like a coiled-up umbrella.
I was going to say mop, but you might be right.
I don't know. I'm seeing mop, too, now. Definitely a shield in her other hand.
Yes. That's a little more clear.
I think it's just some sort of bludgeoning weapon.
Yes. That's all.
It's probably big and heavy, and it hurts if you get hit in the head with it. So, thank you very much, Derek. Very fun listen. Gave us some time to go through it. We got one. It was a little email from Dominic, 281, but he just said that I like to say that, speaking of the last show, that was the best show you guys have ever done.
Thank you.
We want more Chris.
I want more Chris. I enjoyed having Chris on the show.
And I passed this on to Chris, and he was very flattered, actually.
Well, there you go.
Surprised. So he appreciated that, Dominic. So hopefully we can get him back on soon. Like I said, he's a bit, you know, he's
social.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of us.
Yeah, he's doing something else on his Friday nights. Not that we don't, you know.
We'll be doing stuff. We start late.
Yeah.
I do. You want to come out with us tonight, Mike?
No.
Okay.
I'll just lose more money. God.
Well, we're not playing poker, I think.
But I love poker. That's the thing. That's why I'm so mad, because I love playing it. Like, don't stay in for very long. I was the first and second person out of the game yesterday.
This is true.
That's the last one. Was embarrassing. Everyone will laugh at me. God. That's great for my little ego.
Aw.
Yeah, it was great. And I went to Taco Bell and got 3 cheesy double beef burritos and ate them until I got sick.
Well, at least you didn't get, like, the bacon cheese gordita.
I'll tell you what.
Thing. That's like the Baconator.
I do not trust Taco Bell bacon.
No, I don't either. That's like, not one of the core meats.
I think if they're just going to ground up some beef, yeah, sure thing.
Whatever.
You know, slather that on there. But bacon, not that bacon's necessarily hard, but I do not trust them with it.
I mean, bacon is one of those things you can microwave, but still.
I feel like Andy, I feel like my vegetarian friend could probably eat their bacon.
What did he get when you go to Taco Bell?
I mean, he gets like the bean burritos and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
He's
fine.
A little chatter before we leave. I watched Hamlet 2 last night.
How was it?
Very funny. I think it was better than I thought it was going to be even.
Yeah.
If people notice that movie where the guy, I just forget his name, funny comedian.
Trey.
Matt Stone,
one of those guys.
He's a drama teacher at a high school, and he puts on a play called Hamlet 2. It's funny. Also, I watched Walking Tall today at The Rock, which was awesome.
He walked tall?
He walked freaking tall. he cleaned up an entire corrupt town.
Well, there you go.
It was great.
You know what we're going to do while I'm editing this and you're sitting here? We're going to watch The Making of Dr. Horrible.
We got to edit this, I thought.
I can do both.
Do you want to watch SmackDown with me first?
What time is that on?
8. It's recording right now. I guess you have to edit it first.
Yeah.
I want to see our friend's commercial.
Okay, well, we'll do that.
Our friend's in a commercial.
All right, we've rambled on long enough.
No, we have not.
Join us next week for our number 3 picks.
Oh, yeah.
The best game of the year, 2008. And a happy 2009, everybody.
My number 3 is Prince of Persia.
What?
I'm just joking. It's not on my list.
Or is he? Oh, okay. It's not.
No, I'm
well,
not joking.
Okay, well, you can knock one off.
Like I said, it's got to be a game that I beat. Got to be a game that I beat.
Is that your metric?
My metric?
It's only games you've beaten?
I mean, it's not so much a metric, but just it just seems natural to me.
I think my list is all games I've beaten.
I hope so. After that Mass Effect debacle last year. Over a year ago.
Still. Oh, I honestly don't think I beat 5 games last year is the thing.
Last year was such a good year.
I know, but I didn't beat anything because I was playing every. Like, I beat Halo.
I mean, it took me a while to even beat Mario Galaxy. You beat Halo in one night of all things?
It was short.
Oh, it wasn't like Mario Galaxy's all that long.
And I was living in LA and had literally nothing to do at the time.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Exploding Barrel podcast. You can find our site, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. And of course, you can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
Adjguy711@gmail.com.
I will not lie to you. We have read every single email we have ever gotten so far.
That's very true. So,
you know, I mean, even if it's ridiculous, even if it's an insult, you know, even if it's some sort of strange Harry Potter fan fiction, we'll probably read it on here.
Actually, yeah, that I think we do. We might do voices.
You know, no, that might actually be the line that I think about it.
Okay. So no Harry Potter fan fiction, but if you have a question, we'll answer it.
All right. So got an hour out of this week somehow.
I don't believe it.
And so I hope you all enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week. Bye.